Sure, when we look at the way God does the things that He does, we, amen, praise God, cannot, as it were, easily always understand, amen, praise God, the actions of God Himself. Amen, praise God. It is, amen, praise God, for some who, amen, do not have, amen, the benefit of a spiritual insight from God, to understand, amen, praise God, how, amen, God, amen, would pray, the Lord Jesus would pray to His Father, amen, praise God, if after all, amen, praise God, God and the Lord Jesus are one, amen, how is it then that He prays to His Father? Can you say amen? And so praise God, amen, but the understanding and the spiritual insight causes us to know that God accomplishes redemption for fallen humanity, amen, by becoming man Himself. Amen, praise God. And as God is incarnate, as God is in the flesh, as God comes to redeem us, praise God, He comes, praise God, to redeem us, not as God the Father, amen, praise God, but He comes to redeem us as a man, and He is identified as the Son of God. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when we, amen, praise God, see Him, amen, praise God, reaching out in prayer, prostrate, amen, praise God, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane until, amen, praise God, the sweat is running off of Him as great drops of blood. Can we say amen? And we see Him, praise God, amen, on the cross, amen, praise God, crying out, amen, praise God, in prayer and asking forgiveness for those that are literally killing Him, crucifying Him, and saying, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Amen, praise God. And so we see, amen, that God Himself, amen, prays. Can you say amen? But He doesn't pray from the position of the Father, because the Father, amen, praise God, has, amen, all things. And so there's nobody that God, as God the Father, can go to and employ, amen, praise God, for an answer to a prayer. Can we say amen? But as God, our Redeemer, amen, praise God, redemption is not complete. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, steal some more souls that need to be saved. You ought to give God the praise. Can you say amen? The gateway to heaven is not locked up. And amen, those that are alive still have an opportunity to be saved. Can you say amen? And while, praise God, the opportunity will not be there forever, not for any one individual, because one, you're going to die. Can you say amen? And because two, the Lord is going to return after a while. And amen, if you don't beat death, and if you don't beat the return of the Lord, you're going to be lost. Can we say amen? But we are encouraged because God is mindful of us. And amen, praise God. And He doesn't just, amen, praise God, leave us without hope. Hallelujah, praise God. He's continually moving in our behalf. And because God is, you ought to give Him the praise. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God is working. Hallelujah. Even now. Amen. To draw us closer to Him. To bring us to a place of blessing according to what His will for our life is. And so, praise God, every day that we open our eyes, every day that we look on the world, we have, amen, praise God, another opportunity and another reason to give God the praise. And you got a reason to praise Him right now. So you have to praise Him right now. Come on, give Him a praise right now. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. As we, praise God, are looking then at, amen, praise God, the program of God, not only are there more people to be saved, but God got a whole creation that's out of order. And God got to deliver, amen, a creation. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the way it is now ain't the way it's going to be. Because when God delivered a creation, hallelujah, things are going to be changed. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. Animals are not going to be eating animals. Can you say amen? Why? Because in the government of God, in the holy mountain of God, they will not kill or destroy. Amen. Pray on your neighbor, a change is coming for creation. Creation is going to be converted. Amen. Praise God. It ain't going to be like it is right now. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Not only, praise God, amen, is there going to be a conversion in the creation of the very world that we live in. Amen. Before we get the new heaven and the new earth, there will be changes in this earth. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, the whole earth is going to be changed. Can you say amen? I'm not focused on that right now, but amen, at the end of tribulation, a great earthquake is coming. Can you say amen? And because of a great earthquake, every mountain is going to be cast down. Thank you, Lord, have mercy. Tell your name, that's just one of the changes in the earth. Can you say amen? Tell your name, they're going to be conversion in the very earth. You better praise him today. And so praise God. God starts with conversion of humanity. Amen. We get to be first because God loves us like he loves us. Y'all better praise him. Amen. Tell you that I'm the first in line for a change. And before God changes anything else, he wants you to change. Can you say amen? Amen. He wants your heart, amen, to be turned, hallelujah, toward him. Anybody had a change, you ought to praise him right there. Oh, you ought to give him the glory. If you had a change, praise God, there has been a conversion, and you're not what you used to be. Amen. You don't see like you used to see. You don't hear like you used to hear. You don't understand like you used to understand. Because there has been a change. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And so, hallelujah, understand that conversion is a part of the program of God. Amen. God's going to change. Amen, praise God, from the thing that doesn't please him into the thing that does please him. Can you say amen? And can't nobody do it like God can do it. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, God can change anything. Anytime and anywhere. Tell your neighbor, God can change anything, anytime and anywhere. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes they look at you before you get your change. Can you say amen? And men have said, he'll never change. Can you say amen? Men have said, amen, ain't no way can change. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. But they don't know the power of my God. Tell your neighbor, God can change it. He can turn it around. And it don't take him all day to do it. He can change it in a moment. He can change it in a heartbeat. Amen. You can look right and look left. God is a powerful God, amen, that is able to do, and the word declares to our faith exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think of or even ask. We are limited, but God is unlimited. You can do anything. Can you say amen? So don't try to put no limit on him. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? conversation with Peter. Can you say amen? He's approaching the time when he is going to give his life for the redemption of humanity. Amen. Peter's feeling strong. He's feeling committed. Amen. He loves God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He's already a disciple of the Lord. And already got his mind made up as to where he is. But tell your neighbor, God always knows better than you know. Can you say amen? So you can't trust your feeling. You can't trust your instinct. You can't trust, amen, praise God, what it looked like. Because the only one that knows is God. Thing. Can you say amen? What did he know? He know the devil's plan. Can you say amen? Now, amen, the devil can't know God's plan except what God has revealed. Can you say amen? But God know the devil's plan, but he ain't told nobody. Can you say amen? God already know what the devil's plan is. Can you say amen? And I'm so glad that I serve a God that already know what my enemy is plotting. Amen. I serve a God that already knows what my enemy is plotting against. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So he tells Peter, come here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Stephen has desired you. Can you say amen? I didn't know that Stephen don't just want Peter. Can you say amen? Amen, pray God. Don't think Peter is the only target of the enemy. He don't just want Peter. Amen. Calls Peter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Satan has desired you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And it's important what God says to Peter. Can you say amen? Because God tells him, amen, some certain things. Amen. Praise God. And what is that certain thing? That the enemy has desired you to sift you as wheat. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when, amen, it is revealed to, amen, Peter, amen, the kind of sifting, amen, God also reveals to Peter, but I pray for you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? God loves us enough to make intercession for us. Yet in our darkness, he was still interceding in our behalf. I pray for you, Peter, amen, that your faith will not fail you. Tell your neighbor, you got to hold on. Can you say amen? Some of us don't know a whole lot about God, but hold on to a little bit. You to have nothing to hold on to. But if you ain't got but a little bit, hold on to that little bit. Amen. Because God can take a little bit and make it much. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. There is instances in the word of the Lord about being, amen, unconverted. Can you say amen? And Peter is told by God, one, the devil wants you. Two, he want to sit you as wheat. Three, I prayed for you. Can you say amen? Four, and when thou art converted, Lord, have mercy. How many know God? When thou art is Peter is already a disciple, but he's going to face a conversion. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Peter going to have a change. Amen. It's not going to be a change to believing in God, but it's going to be a change in holding on. Lord, it's something about being converted. Then God give you a charge. Can you say amen? Don't tell me to hold my peace. But I got a charge from the Lord. Yeah, the Lord is a deliverer. Yeah, the Lord is a healer. Yeah, the Lord is a way maker. So if you are weak in bondage, be strengthened. Are converted, strengthened, the brother. Amen. The devil don't want no change for the Lord in your life. Can you say amen? He don't want you to turn. He wants you to sit right where you are and die. Can you say amen? So the most important conversion is a change from darkness. Amen. The reason you need conversion is because you can't see. Can you say amen? If you could see, hallelujah, you'd be in a different category for conversion. But the major conversion is from darkness unto light. The reason you need conversion is that you got ears, but you can't hear. Hallelujah, to see. You need to be able to hear. Can you say amen? Why? So your heart can understand. Can you say amen? We trying to understand without hearing. And we trying to understand without seeing. But you can't understand without seeing and hearing. And when you see, say thank you, Jesus. So it is. Amen. Praise God. God tells. Amen. Praise God. Sermon. Amen. Praise God. Sermon. The devil desires to sift you as wheat. Can you say amen? Remember I read to you in the book of Amos? Some sifting comes through the seed. Amen. We might call it a common sifter. Like flour is sifted. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The final particles fall through.
They're
more coarse or catch. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When God tells Israel, I'm going to scatter you or sift you through the nations. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to sift you as through a sea. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. Praise God. And not one kernel, amen, praise God, is going to fall to the ground. In other words, I don't care how much I scatter you, I'm going to preserve you. I don't care how much I scatter you, I'm going to protect you. I don't care how much I scatter you, I still got a plan for you in the end. Y'all better give God a praise. Understand from, amen, that kind of sifting, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, the kernel, the corn, amen, is preserved. Now understand, corn don't always mean maize like we take it to mean. Y'all know what I mean when I say maize, right? What the Indians taught the folk and the pilgrims to grow. Can you say that? Amen. That stuff that come in the green wrapper, amen, praise God, in a long ear. And got a lot of little kernels on it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's the maize. Can you say amen? But understand, amen, praise God, there is a corn of wheat. There's a corn of barley. There's a corn, amen, of rice. And there is a corn of maize. Can you say amen? So the corn is just that one little individual Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, when scripture is referring to corn, it's not always referring to maize. It's not referring always to the corn that we sometimes immediately think of. Amen, praise God. It's about the small, hard, core grain. Can you say amen? And it could be wheat, it could be barley, it could be rye, or it could be maize. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so then popcorn. Can you say amen? It's corn from maize. Can you say amen? And so then praise God. So you understand. So amen. Praise God. So God is telling Israel, I can preserve you. Amen. Praise God. No matter where I scatter you, no matter how much I sift you, amen. You can't fall through. You can't fall through. Amen. You can't fall through. You're not going to slip out of God's hand. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to preserve you. I'm going to make a way out of
the thank you.
But amen, praise God. But Peter is not told that. Peter is told that the devil desires to sift you as wheat. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The way wheat is sifted is not through no seed. Amen, praise God. There is threshing, and there is winnowing. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, for wheat to be sifted,
I'm telling you,
there's got to be threshing and winnowing. And the threshing is you beating the daylights. You beat the daylights out of me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because you're going to shake loose everything that gets shake loose. Can you say amen? Amen. God, so you've beaten the daylights out of that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To bring about a separation. Can you say amen? Winnowing, praise God, means, amen, you throw it up in the air. You use a shovel sometimes to throw it up in the air. And amen, when you throw up in the air, you throw up everything you done beat up. And everything that got beat up, you throw it up. And the wind gonna blow. And the wind will separate the light. If it's light, it won't stay. If it's light, it's gonna be blown away. Because it's the chaff. Can you say amen? But the kernel, the wheat, guess what? It's gonna fall back down to the ground. Can
Can you say amen?
And so when Simon is told by God that the devil want to shift you as wheat, it means he want to beat you.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say amen? Why he beat you? He want to buffet you. See if he can separate you. Amen. From your confidence in God. Amen. But tell your neighbor, hold on. Hold on. Can you say amen? Shake you away from your faith in God. But I gotta hold on. I still believe. I may be in the valley, but I don't believe I'm gonna die in the valley. I believe I'm gonna yet live and give God the glory. Tell your neighbor, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hallelujah. You will be on the job.
Yeah. this change doesn't come for nothing. God changed you so you can encourage somebody. He didn't say amen. If you didn't know, it'd be another story. Can I say thank you, Jesus? Listen, everybody didn't go through what Peter went through. Can you say amen? Everybody needed Peter's testimony. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody didn't go through what Peter went through. But they got all of them needed Peter's testimony. So men, don't look so hard at the one that been through the X, Y, and Z. Can you say amen? Because they went through and can tell you. You ain't got to go through it because I already know now. Can you say amen? We are blessed by the testimony.
Get down now.
Brothers, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. As I leave, be reminded, Satan has desired to have.
Yes, he do. He wants it.
He wants you. He wants you. Tell you that he wants you. I'm okay if you don't know but that much.
I'm telling you.
He wants you.
He wants you.
And just say, please, please, please. Amen. Praise God. He wants you to see.
Yes, yes, yes.
This ain't about preservation.
No.
Not the devil's system. Sifting. His sifting is to destroy
you.
To separate you from your life. And your life is in the Word of God. So hold on to the Word. Amen. Praise God. And as a good soldier,
endure.
You're going to be beaten.
I'm telling you.
It's going to find you here and there and everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thrice. Can you say thank you to God? Let the devil know I will not be separated. Can you say thank you to God? You know, I already got word. What can separate us from the love of God? He's not just praying for those in darkness to come to light.
Thank you, Lord.
But he's praying for every
child
that belongs to
him.
Either redeemed or the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
God, amen, wants you to change. Can you say amen? Lord, I already changed from darkness to light. Can you say amen? And sometimes we got to change our habits. You know you're saved, but you need to change in your habits. Amen. Sometimes we need to change, amen, praise God, our object of commitment. Can you say amen? It's got to be for God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And if it's for God, how can you not be committed?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So you need a conversion. You need a change. Sometimes we need a change from slothfulness. Can you say amen? We do, but we lazy. Can you say amen? And we ain't on point. Amen, praise God. And sometimes, amen, praise God, we have allowed the zeal of God to slip away from us. You're saved, you're sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but not excited.
Amen.
The what they say about the horses and they're chomping at the bit. Can you say amen? That means you're ready to run. Ready to run. Just let the gate open. Just loose there. I'm ready to go.
Yes.
Amen. Not only we ain't chomping into this, we gotta sit down in the stall. You know, with the gate open, and then you sit down and relax. You got your head up, found some hay and grass. You can say thank you, Jesus. You ain't stuck by no race. You say thank you. The bell ring, the door snap open, and you still there.
Help, Lord, help.
Come on,
Pastor. We need conversion.
Lord, do it.
And when you are converted, you strengthen the word.
Thank you, Lord.
You strengthen and encourage you. Don't stay there.
No.
Come up higher. Don't sit there. Move in the move of God.
Yes.
Amen. Don't linger. Amen. But come and go with God. Move with the flow of God and the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The good news is, Satan has desired to sift us as wheat.
Yes.
But God said, I pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the prayer.
I pray for you. I pray for you.
Yes.
God, my God.
Yes. Yes.
We all need it.
Yes. Amen.
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 Wonderful thing.
So God sees you converted.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. It may not be today. It might not be this hour.
Do it, Lord.
But God sees a change.
Do it, Lord.
He said, when you change, strengthen the brother.
That's right.
My last thing. We try to strengthen, but we're not converted.
Yes.
But you have to do it in order.
Yes. Right.
There ain't been no change.
Right.
You know, you can't change. There ain't been no change. First, they got to be a child. Then you can change.
All
right. So, praise God. And then God is looking toward conversion. He's looking toward changes in us. Amen. Praise God. We are about growing to maturity. Amen. As high as we can go. Amen. Praise God. Coming to the fullness and the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the purpose of all the fivefold ministry that God has given us. Amen. God has given us all of this. Amen. To help us to change, to grow, to get stronger. Amen. To be more like
Him. Help me, Lord.
Amen. That's the goal. Can you say amen? I want to see Him.
Hey!
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He look at the man in the
ground.
He
wants
to see Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So when God looks, amen, He wants to see His reflection in us. So all we with open face. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. So then we ain't setting it the way we want to see it. It's open. So that God can fix it like He wants to fix it. Amen. Praise God. So that He can see in us the reflection of Him.
And
He's prayed for us. And when you are converted, strengthen the brother.
Do it, Lord.
When a change has come. God, praise God.